Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Rudolph Roman here in the Roman Show. And on the line, we have a man that has wrestled all over the world in the independent circuit. This man, I wouldn't even go as far as saying is a legend in the world of the independent circuit. None other than the Tokyo Monster, Cahagas. How are you, Cahagas?
Good, Roman. How are you doing tonight?
Good, man. Thanks so very much for taking some time. I know you're there in Texas getting ready for another match you got coming up. So thank you so much for taking some time and speaking to us here on the Roman Show. Now, Cahagas, you've been so active all over the world, and your character just so unique in the sense, very like an enigma, doesn't really speak that much, but it's something about you, man, that you're just, you go out there and give it 100% all the time.
Well, I mean, I don't do it for fun. I mean, of course, it is fun, but, you know, I do take it seriously. So it's pretty much, you know, I describe it as, you know, when I walk out that door to jump in the car or go to the airport or anything like that, I'm going to work, you know, and I'm not off work until I get home.
So, you know, it's just pretty much as a lot of people take it, you know, as, you know, it's a hobby or something like that. You know, I don't. I kind of take it to more of a higher level than that and you know, to a personal level.
Cahagas, who wrestles for NWA, he's wrestled all over the world. I had the pleasure of seeing you for the first time in action against Chance Profit down here and during the WrestleMania weekend. And, man, you guys went at it. I'm sure you must have had some sort of injury in that match.
Yeah, that was a good series of matches. I mean, I don't think, you know, when we both went in there, I don't think he knew really what he was getting into. And you know, it got a little tighter and tighter every match, but, you know, it was good. The whole series of matches we had together were, you know, fantastic. I didn't have nothing to complain about. And you know, all due respect to Chance, you know. I mean, he earned what he deserved. So.
Absolutely. There was a big crowd over here in Portland, in South Florida, in Broward County, actually, where you wrestle Cakes. Now, you've been all over the world wrestling in Latin America, in Japan, in the islands, Caribbean.
I wouldn't say all over the world. You know, I wouldn't say that. I would say definitely internationally, you know. I mean, I've been to Japan, but I haven't wrestled there. You know, I'll say that. I haven't reached over in the European area. I mean, at times I was booked over in such as South Africa, but of course, you know, not all bookings work out. But, you know, I've done a lot in the Latin market, probably more than anything. And when I say that, you know, the Caribbean, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and over in Mexico, I've done some stuff, and also in Central America. So I kind of, you know, a lot of these guys, they head over and, you know, head east and go to Japan and you know, try to European stuff like that, which is great, which is always, you know, a very busy area, I believe. I haven't really reached out and went that way. But, you know, what I've done and where I've done it is, you know, a little bit different than most. But it was different, and you know, I'm fortunate. You know, I kind of seen a lot more things than most people have in a different way, too.
Now, Central America, and I speak about Central America because my parents are from Nicaragua. Where specifically in Central America did you wrestle?
Panama.
In Panama. Now, tell us about the experience there, because when you think of Central America, you think baseball, you think soccer, but wrestling is pretty popular over there as well.
Actually, wrestling's big everywhere. I mean, Ecuador, you know, you name it, there's wrestling in every country. And, you know, it is more of a third world level. You know, the wrestling, they take it, you know, the fans still take it more serious. And, you know, the old theories of Puerto Rico and all that, when they throw batteries and cable and all that stuff, like in the Bahamas. And, you know, nowadays it's not so bad like that. But, you know, there's a lot more countries out there that are still at that level. And, you know, you don't slap their hands because they're pulling you in the crowd or something, you know. And you know, conch shells and all. But, yeah, it's very real, very – like I say, a totally different experience, I think it would be, than going to Japan or Europe or something like that. You know, I mean, it's totally opposite. And they believe, and it's it's very interesting, man. That's about all I can say.
Well, that said, because in Mexico, for example, Mexican wrestling, it's more like a religion. Lots of respect, we'll say that. And compared to the States, where it's more of, you know, you get these people chanting and people get ticked off and so forth. But there's so respect. And tell me about wrestling in areas like this, where wrestling is not no more entertainment. It's more of a, like I said, like a religion over there.
Right. You know, Mexico, that was, when I went to Mexico, it was just, everything was lucha, lucha, lucha. I mean, everywhere you looked, there was somebody selling something that was lucha. It didn't matter where you were. And downtown, outside the arenas and stuff, when they let out, man, it's like a, you know, just like a flood of people just come barreling out of those buildings. And that's all it is. I mean, I said to myself when I was there, if I was to live here, the only reason I would live here is just to wrestle. And that is it, you know, because it's rough over there, too. You know, but those people, they, I mean, there's always big houses. You know, I think the show I did, there was about 7,000 people there that night. And, you know, but when you talk about, you know, the fans and the religion and stuff of you know, following wrestling, rather it's lucha or American style or anything like that. You know, there a lot of other countries. There's out there in the Dominican Republic, I got a good friend of mine, Rico Casanova, that owns a promotion out there that has TV, you know, throughout the whole entire country. And, you know, those people out there, they're, especially the wrestlers, you know, they're very respectful because that's all they want to do is wrestle, 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 and it's like a dream come true to them, you know. But, you know, and the fans out there, they're, you know, they believe, they want it, they want to be entertained, you know. But one of the biggest places, you know, I mean, I'll tell you, we're right here in Texas. I've been coming out here to Texas probably for a couple of years now, and, man, I'll honestly have to say I've been to a lot of shows and been around and seen a lot of different types of fans out there. But you come to Texas, and I mean, it's one of those things, it can be bad. You know, you can go to a show and it can just be bad, bad, bad. But the people stay till the end. And they fill the buildings, and regardless if it's a good show or a bad show or whatever, the fans don't even care. They're just like, they just want wrestling. And one thing I've said since I've come out here to Texas is like the fans out here, they're just, I guess the only way to describe it is they're world class. You know, they're true wrestling fans. I mean, you know, you get the ones in Florida and you get them from the Midwest and everything like that, but I haven't really seen any compared to the ones here. And, you know, it's, and when you go out to those other countries, it's the same deal. They really respect it and want it bad. But I don't know. I mean, everywhere you go, it's different.
Correct. Yeah, and one thing about here, I mean, specifically here in Florida, is just, you know, they want more of the entertainment and all of that. But as a professional wrestler yourself, do you prefer more of that quiet, atmosphere compared to the loud and the cheering, the oh, and the you suck and all that stuff like they have in Mexico or like they have in Japan? And the order doesn't really matter.
It don't matter to me. I go out of there and do the same thing. I don't care who you are. I go over there and do my thing, and you know what? You better do your thing. You know, I don't change for nothing. I do my thing, you do yours, and you know, let's make the most out of it. But
and about the independent circuit, Cahagas, so many wrestlers now, they're trying to make a name for themselves, trying to make it to the WWE or TNA. What is your take on it as far as the talent out there? Are some of these guys just not, they have enough talent, they're just not given enough the much attention that they need? And what is it that people need to do, or promoters themselves have to do, to get like yourself out there more publicly so people can know and respect about independent wrestling, that it's a whole different world compared to the WWE or TNA, which is more entertainment and for TV? I mean, when you guys wrestle, you guys wrestle.
I'd probably say it's lack of initiative. You know, if you want something, it's a matter, you truthfully, you really need to go get it, especially in this business. I mean, I can say that and can say that I've half-assed went and tried to get it, you know, and fought him many times to go try to get it and just, you know, didn't. So, I mean, it's just the initiative of doing it. And, you know, there's a lot of dudes out there, man. Even in Central America, there's unheard of talent everywhere. And, you know, these guys, I've even told them, you know, particular ones, I've said, you need to come to the States and, you know, try out or something. Cause, you know, I know he'd get a job. Me, I'm just, I don't know. My personal schedule's been so weird for so many years. I just kind of, you know, I'm always waiting for something but you can't wait for that phone call, I'll tell you that, you know, because that shit just don't happen. And, you know, if you want something, you got to go get it. You got to show up. You got to go put your time in. You know, you got to go pay $1,000 to get a look. Hey, bro, ain't nobody going to put you down. You were in the building and you tried. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say about it. But, you know, it's just a matter of going to get it. It's how bad you want it.
And now, do you see yourself going into WWE or any of these guys? And is that your ultimate goal, to go into one of these big TNAs or ROHs or any of these big other companies?
Sure, man. I'm always ready to walk the ramp somewhere, you know what I mean? But you know, I don't know. I'm at a time in my life, I'm kind of, you know, looking, I need to leave. If I'm going to move forward, I do need to go ahead and do it now. And there's some stuff, you know, in the works. And I can't really say much more than that, and kind of want to leave that subject alone from there. But other than that, I mean, that's what everybody wants to do. Everybody wants to get a job. It's just a matter of going and doing it.
Correct.
Try.
Now, as an independent wrestler, you go in, you're able to do, you're able to be more creative in your matches. And when you go into like a WWE, you're limited. Is that frustrating for a professional like yourself?
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, it's a job. You do what you're told. You don't like it, get the fuck out. I mean, that's how I look at it. You know, I mean,
because you hear some guy, like, oh gosh, I wish I could. For example, let's take a look at CM Punk. When he was in the independent scene, the guy would do all these crazy maneuvers. He had the Pepsi plunge, or like a pedigree on the top rope, and all these crazy things. And now,
don't get me
wrong, can't do that.
You gotta have it all right now, you know. And Punk, he's got it all. You know, I'll give him that. You know, he came from the Indies, and he knew what he wanted, and he knew what he had to do to get there, and he succeeded. And you know, he was always talented from day one, whenever I've ever seen him and whenever I met him. You know, and that's what it takes out there. You got to be able to get over. And if you don't get over, you ain't getting paid.
Correct. And what is your take on that finally you got two guys that were big names in the independent scene, like Austin Aries and CM Punk? Is this a wave of some of the guys in the independent scene that are making a name for those indie guys? You know, they're stepping up and saying, hey, you know, we have talent. Give us a chance.
Oh, I mean, I think it's great, you know, because, I mean, those guys are just like, you know, me and everybody else out there. They came from the bottom and made it to the top. And the thing is, at the independent level now, in the way the business is so exposed to marks. And when I say that, as far as the internet goes, I mean, the internet just blew the wrestling business out of proportion. And anybody that's a real wrestling fan or whichever and follows it, especially the indies, you know, they know these guys from the bottom and where they've gone, you know. But before that, before all that stuff was going on, you know, there's plenty of other guys that are on TV that nobody knew of that was on the bottom that were coming up just like them, you know, because there wasn't no internet and there wasn't no YouTube and all that shit, you know. You know, they came straight from the bottom just like Punk and Daniel Bryan. But Daniel Bryan and Punk, they were exposed more throughout the internet. And you know, it definitely helps, you know, because that's one of their big push. When they hit that TV, you know, there's a lot of people in that crowd that knew who they were right off the bat.
And finding work is, how is it for the independent wrestler? I mean, you got to be constantly emailing the promoters and saying, hey, can you put me on this? Can you put me on that? Is it profitable, or do you have to have something else on the side? How difficult is it?
What do you mean now? Run that by me again? I'm sorry.
As an independent wrestler, for those guys listening here that they're trying to make it into business, is it difficult to put yourself out there? You know, trying to find yourself a booking each weekend or 2-3 times a week. What are some of the marketing skills you need to get yourself out there to get some work? Is it even profitable just to have a pro wrestling career as your full time job, or do you need another job on the side to survive?
Well, I wouldn't suggest anybody quit their day job. You know, that's one thing. But you can survive on the indies. So you just got to know how. And, you know, it takes time and experience. And you can't, you know, and as far as bookings and stuff like that, I mean, you got to make, you know, you got to give them a reason for it. You know, why am I going to pay for you to come bring you out here? What are you going to do for me? You know, and I just happen to be fortunate that I've got, you know, as far as a Japanese background, and I'm fortunate, you know, I use it, and there's not a lot of other guys like me standing in the locker room. So I'm not your ordinary cookie cutter, you know. You pop them out, you know, and they all look the same, you know. And I guess now you got to have some individuality out there and some sort of character, because, you know, everything's in the entertainment now, and you know, everybody likes a good character, especially when it comes into wrestling. So,
right,
a little bit of,
and I hear
a little bit of, go ahead.
Right, no, because I hear some guys that they're like, you know, I'm going to be a pro wrestler, and they dedicate themselves 24/7 to pro wrestling, and, you know, there's always that, you know, have a plan B, because number one, you could always get hurt, and number two, it's just not profitable enough, and that's why I ask you. Because there's some guys that are, why are you doing that? You know, you always got to have that plan B. And I also say this because I also cover mixed martial arts, and there's some fighters out there that literally have nothing, just they know how to fight. And they quit everything, and they dedicate themselves. And then when they lose or whatnot, they have nothing to fall back on.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I was, when I started out, I actually owned my own business for a number of years, and I was able to go to the shows and work wherever I could get booked and at about any time. And I was the guy that went to the show and got, you know, and didn't wait around for the pay, because the pay didn't mean shit to me. I just wanted ring time, you know. And what the fuck am I going to do with $10 or $20? You know, it cost me fucking $50 to get here, and plus I made fucking, you know, this much today. So I'm not coming here for that. I'm coming here to get in the ring. And that was one of my things, and I stayed busy. And don't get me wrong, I didn't go around saying, hey, I didn't want to get paid. I mean, I was just known, you know, here and there to just walk off without getting paid, because I didn't feel like sitting at the end, you know. But if it was handed to me, I'd fucking damn sure take it, you know what I mean? And I'd come looking for it, too, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't a big thing to me. My biggest thing was getting ring time and working wherever I could. And at one time here in Florida, I was, you know, I was pretty much known as the guy that worked everywhere. You know, one night I'd be in South Florida, the next night I'd be in, you know, in the Orlando or Tampa area, just because I was, where I was based is I'm centrally based, and pretty much was just a couple hours from everywhere. And you know, plus the good, little bit of good etiquette helps too.
Of course, yeah. Most of these guys is traveling, and that's, you know, that in itself, that's how hungry it proves to you that you want it. Traveling from here and there, 4 or 5 hours. I know some guys here that have traveled all the way to, like, North Carolina, up by near New York, just for $50 or $20 at times, or even nothing at times. And it's a very, very, very difficult business, Cahigas.
Yeah, it definitely is. And like I said, I was fortunate I had my own business, and I wasn't doing it for the money, and I could afford to do what I was doing, when all the money went away and all that stuff, and I'm back down the ground fucking zero, yeah, I need to get paid now. You know, that's how it is, and I look back on that, and, you know, I have some friends that bring that up to me, and I'm like, well, I'm kind of glad that happened, because now I need to make money. So,
correct.
You know, I look at it back then as not taking it, but now I need it, so.
No doubt about that. And as UK is coming up, you have an event coming up at the end of this week, correct? In Rhode Island?
Yeah, actually,
as you're advertising?
I worked Saturday night here in, Saturday night? Friday night. Oh, yeah. Friday night I worked here in Texas for North Texas Wrestling Alliance. And I'm going out to Rhode Island next Saturday for New World Wrestling Extreme in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. And wrestling a guy out there by the name, I believe, Jose Perez. And then I'll be back in Texas for NWA Texoma on the 19th. And then I got some stuff at the following end of the month, too, also. Actually, we got NWA Florida Underground that will be at the 98 Rock Fest at the 1-800-ASS-CARRY Amphitheater. And we're going to be running a show all day long during the Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie concert in front of probably about 20,000-30,000 people. So that's going to be really cool. It's the second gig we've done like that with the radio station and some bands. So pretty neat, and, you know, good stuff for Florida Underground, especially when they just turned over to NWA Florida Underground. So, you know, things look pretty good.
Yeah, and with the NWA, I mean, it's just growing. They have all these territories now with the promotions in California, here in South Florida. The promotion is little by little making a wave. It even went up to the Bahamas as well. You're a part of that.
Yeah, that was with NWA Ring Warriors and Howard Brody and Paul Jones, and they're making good headway with Ring Warriors. They're running consistent and getting a pretty good following. You know, a lot of people are looking at them. They got, you know, some big cards going on, good matches, good shows, and you know, down in the Bahamas. You know, that's another thing. They're kind of bringing wrestling to a different area now. You know, somewhere that they haven't seen it and don't get the chance to see it like we do. You know, a lot of people take independent wrestling here in the States for granted. You know, and you know, it's just like me when I was younger. I never knew any such thing as independent wrestling. Me, it was NWA and, you know, World Class and anything you've seen on TV and whatever came into town. You know, back, of course, back in those days, there wasn't an independent wrestling either. So, so when I actually got into the business and went to a show, I was like, what the fuck is this, you know? And so, you know, then I kind of quickly learned and just kind of figured it out and did what you had to do to survive in this business, you know, especially at the bottom.
Okay. Hey, keeping yourself healthy, that's one thing that people are curious about. How do you guys keep yourself healthy when you have so many shows? You're traveling everywhere all the time. If you have another job. You gotta stay in shape. You gotta work out. You gotta prevent any injuries. Because sadly, not every wrestler has insurance for goodness sake. So how do you keep yourself well maintained as far as your body and prepare yourself?
Eat and go to the gym. That's pretty much it, man. Eat everything you can.
That's it. How often are you there on a weekly basis, you would say?
Where, to the gym?
Yeah.
4 or 5 days a week.
Now, do you do light lifting or heavy lifting?
I do everything. I do everything. You know, light to heavy, carbs, you know, cardio, everything. Everything what you're supposed to do when you go to the gym. How about that?
even when you're traveling, you just have to stop there near a Gold's or a Valley's or whatever.
Sure.
You
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if there's a hotel or whatever, it's got a little gym in there, I'll go pull on the cables or something or, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, if there's a gym near, I'll try to get in there if I got time. You know, when you're on the road, you're always kind of bouncing. So you don't always have a second to just
And since you're on the road, it's so difficult. And you've heard guys like Hulk Hogan and even John Cena. It's difficult to have a relationship, but Do you yourself have a relationship? Is it difficult to do that? Or to have a family?
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple kids. And I have two daughters, you know, but they've been around ever since I've been in the business. I started wrestling when my oldest daughter was a year old, you know, and so they've pretty much just grown up around it. And, you know, I'm there during the weekdays when they wake up and go to school, you know, but, you know, when I go wrestle, I go wrestle. So, but they've been around it, so it's not like a big deal to them. You know, they say now, hey, you wrestling this weekend? I say, yeah, and they go, good. So, you know, they don't care.
Do you bring them along sometimes?
Sure. Sure, I mean, now
who you like?
You know, they're kind of played out on it now, but yeah, they go here and there.
Would you like them to be a pro wrestler when they grow up? Or would you say, you tell them, else, you know, just don't even try this. It's just don't do it.
No, actually, my youngest one has been talking about getting into MMA, and I said, well, you don't mind getting punched in the face, I don't care. So, that's up to her. And she's 12, so, I mean, I guess it's a good time to start, and I got a good friend of mine that has a school there, and, I mean, if she wants to, I'd consider it, you know, real quick. So,
all right, Hagan, now, since you mentioned MMA, what is your opinion as far as some of the wrestlers that are making the transition from pro wrestling and then going into MMA, and do you see this continuing on?
Well, I mean, to each his own, really. You know, if you want to go and try a hand in MMA, so be it. You know, I mean, I kind of look at it as I like to get up Monday and you know, maybe go back and wrestle again on Friday instead of waiting about 3 months to heal up and go get punched in the face again. You know, I mean, what I take is I take it very serious, and to me it is very real. And, you know, I mean, I guess it's just a whole different level. And, of course, it's all in what you want to do. You know, I mean, I don't have nothing to down MMA a bit, you know, because it takes a lot of talent and takes a lot of skills and a lot of balls to get in there and do that, you know, and with wrestling to, you know, it's kind of the same way, and to succeed in either one of them is a challenge either way.
Correct. Well, Cahagas, pretty much we're wrapping up the interview. Anything else you'd like to say before we wrap this one up?
No, not that I can think of, man. You call me.
Well, Cahagas, thank you so very much. And you can find Cahagas on Facebook, Tokyo Monster Cahagas. Look him up there on Facebook. You also have a YouTube channel as well?
Yeah, Mr. Tokyo 10.
There you go. Mr. Tokyo at 10. Look him up on YouTube. Check out his matches, which I just actually finished watching one of the ones that you had with Tomko, who used to wrestle in TNA. Great matches.
Oh,
big
yeah.
Dude too, huh?
Trav, yeah. Trav's a big guy, man. Yeah, I've worked him a couple times. Yeah, but I think that one on YouTube is the first one we had, but we've like done some tag matches, some other stuff too in the past. Trav's a good guy though, man.
Big dude. Well, Tokyo Monster, thank you so very much for taking some time here in the Roman Show. And anytime you want to come along, please let me know. We'd love to have you again, man.
Hey, man. Thanks again. Thanks for having me. You all be good. Appreciate it.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back. Relax. Stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Mixed martial arts fans, get ready for the 2012 MMA Awards Show on November 4th at the Miramar Cultural Center, hosted by top comedian RJ, with musical performance by Danger Flow. Log on to FloridaMMAAwards.com to vote for your favorite MMA fighter, best promoter, best knockout, best submission, and more. UFC fighters will be in the house. For more information, call 786-306-1774 or visit the website at FloridaMMAAwards.com.
Hey, this is your host, Comedian Archer, at the 2012 MMA Awards. You don't want to miss this award show. Go and get your tickets right now. Sunday, November 4th, 2012, at the Miramount Cultural Arts Center. You don't want to miss it.
Welcome, everyone, to the special Roman show on a Monday at the 8th of October. In fact, it's funny that I say rare because originally we actually started on Mondays at 11 p.m. Of course, we're on at 9:30 p.m., but regardless, here we are starting at 9:30 p.m. just for this week. Next week, we'll be back at a regularly scheduled program time, so make sure you are... you're okay with that. So next time we will be back on Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. and Johnny Knockout perhaps will be also joining us as today. I mean, I'm riding solo. But we will have Laughing with Felix segment a little later today. As you heard, Cahagas, Tokyo Monster Cahagas on the program at the beginning. Great guy. I mean, the guy almost spoke to us for about 30 minutes, letting us know a little bit about himself as a person aside from being a professional wrestler. And you can tell that the guy is just in it so he can get his name out there. He loves the sport. He loves what he does. I spoke to him actually yesterday on a Sunday night. And the guy was getting prepared to head out in Texas and wrestle over there. And as you heard, he gave you a different look into the world of pro wrestling. The ambience, the atmosphere, the crowd, the fans, the places he has been to, and the reaction he has received from those people. So, if you didn't listen to it earlier on today, make sure you listen to the archive, and you can check that out at RodolphoRoman.com. Guys, for those who were at the Hard Rock Live, thanks for coming out and enjoying CFA Fights 08. It was a pleasure to see all of you guys out there, especially those that communicated with me via the internet and on Twitter. Thank you so very much as I was commentating, but also who saw me in person at the show. Had a blast. We'll talk about this a lot more on Wednesday, on the Roman Show, Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., as we will have Oscar Delgado, Devin Cole, who fights for the World Series of Fighting, and another fighter that we have planned to be on the program. And as you noticed right before we went on the air, MMA Awards, if you haven't done so, do so now. Head on over to Florida MMA Awards and vote for the Roman Show as the number one internet source radio. Vote for us as the number one internet source for MMA in Florida. We wanna go ahead and let the world know about the Roman Show. In less than a year, we have given you over 100 guests, over 100 hours. We have dedicated and produced a lot of shows for the hearing pleasure of all of the fans that listen to us. And make sure you follow the action on Twitter at RomanDH. That's at RomanDH. Listen to all of the shows at RodolphoRoman.com. Now, with that being said, and before we bring in our next guest, Trina Michaels. Now, gentlemen, she is very good looking, so men, please be courteous of this young lady. She is an adult actress and also a professional wrestler. But now she is dedicating her time to professional wrestling, so we'll talk more in detail with her when she comes on the show. But, you know, as always, I am enjoying a little bit of my tea here on this evening. And watching Monday Night, so I'm definitely multitasking right now. Brian Daniels and Kane just defeated Dolph Ziggler and Alberto Del Rio. Now, earlier today was Monday Night Raw. Excuse me, I have to get a little zip of my tea here. Earlier today, we noticed that CM Punk slapped Vince McMahon. Kind of reminds me of the good old Steve Austin and McMahon duo or angles. I think that a Stone Cold Steve Austin and CM Punk angle is just eminent. I mean, we can't escape this. It's going to happen. I'm pretty confident it's going to happen at WrestleMania next year in New York. Now, for next show, Tuesday, we're going to have one of the representatives of Vampire Circus, which is hitting Miami, Florida. Now, Vampire Circus is a circus, obviously, featuring several Draculas and vampires and anything that you can think of that has to do with none other than Halloween. So make sure you listen in. He's going to let us know about the whole aspect of what drives them to put this thing together, of course. And also, the work that goes into this product. It's something very, very, very unique in what they do. So make sure that you go ahead and tune in next Tuesday, and perhaps you may even give away, if you guys behave, a pair of tickets to see the show. So make sure you tune in next Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. With that said, let's take a phone call here real briefly, and I think this is Carly on the End of Roman Show. Hello, caller? Caller, you're on the End of Roman Show. Caller?
You talking to me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, no, I'm coming to hear that Felix show.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Well, hang tight, all right? Yeah. Hang tight, man. Hey, Laughing with Felix will be on in just a few minutes, all right? We're going to have Trina Michaels in just a few seconds. She is an adult actress and a pro wrestler as well, so hang tight. And by the way, if you don't know who she is, Google her. Trina Michaels. You'll thank me later. Stay tuned, all right, my man?
Okay.
Now, as we proceed here, and we obviously have entertainment news, but I want to briefly state this because prior to Monday Night Raw, Vince McMahon has gone on a rant lately. Vince McMahon actually fired his head writer prior to Monday Night Raw because he didn't like the outcome of Monday Night Raw. You know, he wants some changes. So he just fired him right on the spot, and now that person will be a creative consultant starting from now on. Now, this man has been with the WWE, and right now we're seeing that Jim Ross is a little excited there. This man has been with the WWE for over almost a decade, or after a decade, actually, more than a decade. And they're talking about none other than Brian Gertz. He was let go of his position as head writer. There is a lot of changes going on at WWE. This could also be because of the three-hour change that they had. And not only that, when Vince McMahon, after his segment with CM Punk, LordsOfPain.net is reporting that following his in-ring confrontation with CM Punk on Raw tonight, McMahon yelled at a stage manager, according to a live fan account. The WWE CEO's anger may stem from a fan sign, which was immediately confiscated. Stage manager appeared very flustered of following the ordeal. Now, what this sign said, we have no idea. I'm hoping that it's just a matter of moments. Perhaps after the show, we'll get some information as far as what was posted on that sign. I'm curious to see exactly what is making Vince McMahon a little ticked off. Now, with that said, I want to read some more news in the wrestling world, and we're going to bring in Trina Macklin in just a few minutes. And then we're going to go ahead and speak about entertainment, as we always do here in the program, as we're just not only pro wrestling, we are also entertainment. Over the weekend, Dave Bautista, the former WWE champion, made his debut in MMA. We're going to talk about this a whole lot more in the Wednesday show, but I briefly want to talk about it here today. Bautista, over 40 years old, not to say that 40-year-olds can fight, but Bautista just covering MMA on a personal level. I see these men, I see what they go through, but the guy just looked exhausted. You know, the fight was only in the first round, 4:05 actually into the first round. In the beginning, he was actually getting outboxed. And the only reason why I think personally Bautista won is because the other guy was just tired and he fell on top of him and he landed some punches, which the guy was saying that he was getting hit in the head, and which is illegal in mixed martial arts. But with that being said, Bautista, you know, if they were to put him up against another guy, sure, this guy had, I don't know, a ridiculous amount of fights. But if you were to put him up another guy, a more experienced guy, like a Bobby Lashley, per se, who also was a WWE wrestler, Bobby Lashley would just possibly eat him alive. Bautista was training with Stefan Bonner, a great fighter who was actually fighting this Saturday against Anderson Silva at UFC 153. Bautista's credited him for his training. But Bautista, we understand you're trying to do this because it's something that you wanted to do. But you're a great wrestler, man. You're a great professional wrestler. I think you had the look. You had the whole gimmick. It was great. Kudos to you. You want to keep doing this to you. you know, for yourself and your career, but as an MMA, it's kind of tough, man. It's kind of tough. And I'm sure he wants to prove a point. Just like Kurt Angle, he has even said that he wanted at one point in his life be an MMA fighter. But at his age, he doesn't want to attempt to. Heck, even The Rock has said it. The Undertaker has said it. But Batista is trying to defeat all those suggestions and stereotypes that old man can't do it, but the guy is doing it. However, I give him credit for trying, but it's just, well, it's gonna take time. So exactly, we see what happens with Dave Batista as a professional mixed martial artist, which took place in Rhode Island this Saturday. And again, he is 1-0 right now. And you got to admit, the guy is huge. I mean, Batista is just a freak, looking at his body composure and so forth. But one thing about that is that big guys always get tired. We saw this in Brock Lesnar. We've seen this in big fighters that carry lots of mass that just get exhausted. So hopefully this just doesn't become an issue with Dave Batista. And well, let's see if he does have another fight. We don't know yet. They asked him about it. He said he doesn't know. He wants to get to his first win, and he had a lot of butterflies. Let's take this quick phone call before we move forward here with Trina Michaels. Caller, you're on the Ender Roman Show. Caller. Hello? Caller, you're on the Ender Roman Show. Hello? Well, Larry King right now is on the Raw. Pretty amazing, man. Larry King, a well-known person in the news world, but also a comedian. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was a Twitter ambassador during tonight's program. All right, under that being said, we're going to welcome Trina Michaels here on the Roman Show. And you heard earlier today, Cahagas, Tokyo Monster Cahagas, a well-known name in the independent scene, has wrestled pretty much all over the United States, the Caribbean, Central America, and the rest of Latin America, as we're getting a hold of Trina Michaels here on the Roman Show. And The Miz now breaking the segment of Larry King. Larry King, a news person, was well-known in CNN. All right, we're trying to reach now to Trina Michaels, pro wrestler who has been in a couple of years. She's also been in several adult actress movies or adult affiliated movies. Trina Michaels, you can follow her on Twitter at Trina Mania. Trina Mania on Twitter.
Hello.
Getting a hold of Trina. Hey, Trina, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show.
Hi.
All right, how are you, Trina? How's life treating you today?
Pretty good.
Awesome. Now, Trina, you've been having a lot of gigs as a pro wrestler, and I was speaking to you earlier. You're driving from Orlando, from what I understand. A lot of work on your end.
Yeah, I'm trying. I took a little bit of time off, so I'm just sort of getting back into everything. You know, getting people used to hearing my name again, so.
Now, the question that just everyone wants to know. Okay, you were an adult actress.
Mm-hmm.
You did that for some time. Currently, you're focused on pro wrestling. That is your bread and butter right now. That is what you want to do right now. Now, are you doing also adult movies every now and then, or you're just basically dedicating 100% to pro wrestling, and where are you currently training?
Pretty much 100% into wrestling right now, you know. The movies will always be there. I can always go back to that, but right now I think my talents are better served in other places. Training, I'm not really doing too much training at the moment. Because like I said, I took a little bit of time off, so I'm just kind of getting back into everything. If I do get into training, I will probably be going out to Texas to be training with Hernandez from TNA. He's a good friend, and he's gotten me, you know, I've been on his show out in San Antonio a few times. And, he's pretty much told me if I want to train, that's my place I'm going to. So.
And now, Trina, How did this happen? You gotta explain this to us exactly. You were in the adult film industry for quite some time. What made you decide to say, hey, you know what? I'm tired of this business. I'm gonna take a break. I know that some ladies it makes lucrative money. You know, let's be honest, it makes pretty good money if you're well known and you have a lot of big strong following, which you do. And then you just decided to be a pro wrestler. What exactly motivated you to change careers?
Well, it all kind of started about 4 years ago, back in 2008. I got booked to work on the XPW reunion show, Cold Day in Hell. And it was just, you know, a little silly gig with some girls in the ring. You know, we were just having fun. But after that, I just started, you know, meeting more people and getting more involved. And it was fun. you know, I used to be a fan back in the early 2000s. But, you know, I started watching WWE and stuff. And it was cool. I liked it. And I remember going to my first live show in San Jose, California. And it was awesome. You know, it's the watch them in the ring and hear the crowd reactions. Like, if I get to give that to the crowd being a performer, that makes me happy. So, you know, as I started getting more involved and I was doing indie shows out in Cali and, like I said, also going to San Antonio, and I started meeting more people and just kind of took its own course, you know?
Absolutely. And now when you got into the business, which is a few years ago, like you said, that motivated you, How did the locker room treat you? Because you know how men are. Oh, you're a porn star. Ha, 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 ha. Well, you know, and they try to make moves on you and so forth. Were they respectful?
You know, for the most part, everybody is pretty respectful. You know, there's always the jerks, you know, around. But for the most part, everybody's pretty cool. And especially because I try to carry myself in a professional manner. And I think once they see me and, you know, get to know me a little bit, people are like, oh, okay, you know, she's cool, she's one of us, you know, so, you know, that kind of helps, and they, you know, they kind of, I can tell when they kind of start accepting me, because they start joking around with me, and, you know, like, doing the little punches and stuff like that, and it's like, oh.
Mm-hmm. And now, do some of these guys that you used to work with in the porn industry, do they follow you as a pro wrestler as well, or have gone and seen you in action?
I don't know, but when I was out in Cali, you know, every once in a while someone would come out to a show, but most of the time my shows were about 2 hours outside of LA, so none of my friends are cool enough to drive that far to see me. But
But as far as fans are they have followed your work?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I actually got a tweet yesterday from a fan that said they wanted to see me back at a show called BTW, which is in Northern California. And I was like, wow, I haven't been on that show in like 4 years. So it's kind of cool that they remembered that. So that was cool.
That is just great. Now, because you served as a manager, I know you worked down here in South Florida. You managed a wrestler or two, and you recently were here at the FOW show, which is another mm-hmm. more respected promotion in Florida. But you're traveling all over the country as a professional wrestler, as a valet, and so forth. So what is your ultimate goal coming into the world of pro wrestling?
I mean, everybody, you know, wants to make it to the top, but let's be realistic with my background. I don't think WWE would ever give me a look. So, you know, I accept that, and that's fine. But if I ever got a shot at TNA, I would be the happiest person ever. But that even still is a reach, so we'll see. But I don't know if you guys know, I just kind of announced it last week, but I actually have a 3-day gig with Dragon Gate in November, so I'm pretty excited about that.
That is awesome. So, yeah, mentioning the fact that you said that, you know, some of these companies look at you and say, hey, you know, she works in the porn business, we can bring her in here. China has dealt with something like that. You know, she was in Playboy, which is okay. And then she went into porn. And then that pretty much just ruined her chances of coming back. Then WWE, they recently just had the reunion of DX. She was a vital part of it. You know, everybody remembers her as the Amazon. Do you think that WWE should kind of cut some slack and say, hey, okay, well, you did that, but, you know, you were part of our history. You were part of this brand. I'll bring you in for a day. Do you think they could have just cut her some slack and bring her in? Or just, you shouldn't judge a person for whatever they did in the past.
Exactly. You know, the China situation is very interesting because she's kind of doing it backwards for me. You know, she started with wrestling and then went to the films, and I'm going the opposite direction. So it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think their big concern is, you know, the kids and their public appearance. And I think the kids are always going to be fans, you know. And if you don't broadcast it that way, then they're not going to know the difference, you know. And if the parents say anything, well, then that's their fault for knowing it in the first place, you know.
Correct. Yeah, you know, we had here another porn actress, Sarah Gate, which I'm sure you know very well. And I must say, the way you speak is completely different compared to her. And just by the way you speak, you can tell that you've kind of forgotten about that profession, and you're taking wrestling as more to the heart and something that you want to do and take into consideration in a more professional level. However, though, I was seeing some of your stuff online, and you were at some of these conventions, these adult entertainment conventions. And mind you, right here, for example, in South Florida, they have Exotica. And I don't know if they did it this year. I think they did it last year, I'm pretty sure. And they tend to mix pro wrestling and porn. Have you ever happened to have porn in one of these things?
Most of them are the same fans. You know, they're all the same fans that watch both. So it kind of gives me a little bit of an advantage there.
Right, and that's what I was going to tell you. It kind of works out because not to say that most of the crowd of pro wrestling watching adult movies, but a certain percentage of them do. So they go already, and when they go to the show, they're like, holy moly, you know, there she is. I know exactly who that she is. So like you said, it's an easy way to market yourself as a pro wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. You know,
but go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. Go ahead.
But with that said, have you participated in some of these wrestling matches that have been taking place in some of these conventions?
No, I have not. let's see. I think I've only been to Exotica twice, I believe. And neither of the 2 years that I was there, I don't think they had any of the wrestling matches going on. So.
Gotcha. Now, some of the divas that inspired you or that one day you hope to one day wrestle?
Well, I've always said Trish Stratus was one of my favorite female wrestlers. Every time I, you know, when I used to watch it, like I said, when I used to watch it a lot, and she was very popular. Like, I enjoyed watching her in the ring because she always just brought this excitement. You know, it was energetic, and she was all over the place, and just, you know, it was different than watching the other girls in the ring. So she's always been a big inspiration. And currently, I like Eve Torres. She seems really cool. I like her.
Okay. Yeah, she's getting a big push right now in the WWE. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I was looking at some of the notes here that they gave me. Did you participate in a promotion where you pretty much wear nothing? Is that accurate?
which one?
So there's a couple. Explain this to me. So, you're telling me that in these promotions you wrestle in your birthday suit or halfway or and
well,
please describe the crowd.
What promotion are you talking about? Because there's two that come to mind, and one would be, it's called NWWL, which I don't even know if they really run anymore, but it was Naked Women Wrestling League or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And that was also one of my first shows that I ever did. And it was more of like a wet t-shirt or wet top and little booty shorts. It wasn't naked. which I don't know what they did on their other shows, but that's all I did. And then the other promotion that I think you could possibly be talking about is Ultimate Surrender, which that is very much more of an adult version of wrestling. So, but...
So those were some of the first gigs that you started in the pro wrestling when you got into the profession?
I'm sorry?
Were those one of the
first
question? Promotions you worked for? Those were some of the first promotions you worked for?
Yeah, I started with XCW, and then I think about a month later I did the NWWL, and then after that I started really getting into, like, the indies and SoCal. I did, like, AWS and SoCal Pro and... a couple other ones, so.
Gotcha. And you know,
and
for
then,
those
like you mentioned, I'm sorry?
Yeah, for those who are listening and are curious, I'm looking here in the chat room, and I'm sorry to cut you off. what are the type of crowd? Please try to differentiate the crowd that goes to your regular indie show to the shows that we just mentioned with the naked women's wrestling.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was your question on that?
If you could tell us as far as the type of crowd, the difference of the crowd between these two. Are they loud and screaming, or is it like, oh, get her this and get her that? Yeah, because
well,
it must be totally, I've never even heard of this myself.
I only did the one show for NWWL, and they just happened to come to LA, and I managed to get on the show. So, and they seem like a pretty normal wrestling crowd, so, yeah, they just seem like the normal fans, so.
And do all the wrestlers perform nude, or just one specific match?
Like I said, when I did the show, we had little pink top things and booty shorts, so it wasn't anything naked. I don't know how extensive their other shows get, but.
Gotcha. All right. Now, with that said, now you have several shows coming up. If you could let us know as far as where people could see you, meet you, and see you perform in action.
You mentioned earlier that I made an appearance at FOW here in South Florida. I will be on their next show. Basically, when I came out last month for them, I was scouting talent, looking for who I wanted to work with. So you guys will find that out at the next show. And then, like I said, I have a couple shows with Dragon Gate coming up, so see where that goes.
Yeah, and Dragon Gate is actually one of the pinnacle of indie promotions,
mm-hmm.
another one being
mm-hmm.
Ring of Honor. So it's that's a big step up for you on your end.
Yes, I'm definitely very, very excited about those shows. Well,
and how did that come about?
How
did that relationship
come about? Mm-hmm. I had actually worked for them back in 2011. During WrestleMania weekend in Atlanta, I did their pay-per-view shows that weekend. And then I've just, stayed in contact with the promoter and a couple of the guys from the show. And about a month ago or something, one of the guys hit me up and was like, hey, I have this idea. You want to try to come out and work with us? And I was like, yeah, definitely. So I will be making my re-debut with Larry Dallas and The Fiend. So can be looking for me there.
Awesome. Well, Trina, as far as your website, I know you got your Twitter, which is at Trina Mania. You can follow her there on Twitter, and you have a specific website that people could visit, or also a YouTube channel?
I don't have a website, but I do have YouTube, and that is Trina Michaels Videos with an S on the end. And then I also have Facebook, which is under Trina Mania.
And again, guys, follow her on Twitter. She's very active on Twitter. It's something about Twitter, huh? By any chance, because I always have folks here, and I always know about social media and all that stuff. Have you ever had a weird situation on Twitter? And feel free to share with us.
Weird situation.
Yeah, maybe like some weird guy just hey, this or that or.
Oh, yeah. yeah, there's definitely some interesting characters on Twitter. I try to kind of keep my talk, kind of more normal, so I don't get too many rude comments. But there are some people that leave some pretty nasty stuff on there. It's like, really? That's how you got to go with this? Okay. Walk. But...
Well, Trina, I can't thank you so much for calling here on the show, and I could personally tell you for the way you speak, you want to take this thing very professionally. So a lot of good luck in the future in your pro wrestling, and then possibly I'll meet you soon at the next FOW show, and you're always welcome here on the Roman Show.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
Awesome. Thank you, Trina, for calling in.
All right. Bye,
have a good night. Bye-bye. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Trina Michaels, professional wrestler and valet here in South Florida. And as you heard, she's going to be participating in Dragon's Gate and other promotions, as she mentioned. And we're just getting ready to see Vince McMahon to get back inside the squared circle. Paul Heyman advising McMahon please don't get in there. You know, I can't really tell too much from the angle here, McMahon, but for being a 60-something-year-old, my man looks in incredible shape. I don't know about you guys, but I need his recipe because the guy looks in. Yeah, the guy's bicep is just amazing. This guy's like a 60-something-year-old man, and the guy's bicep is gigantic. Amazing, man. All right, we'll be right back with more here in the Roman Show News and Laughing with Felix. Stay tuned.
Mixed Martial Arts fans, get ready for the 2012 MMA Awards Show on November 4th at the Miramar Cultural Center, hosted by top comedian RJ, with musical performance by Danger Flow. Log on to FloridaMMAAwards.com to vote for your favorite MMA fighter, best promoter, best knockout, best submission, and more. UFC fighters will be in the house. For more information, call 786-306-1774 or visit the website at FloridaMMAAwards.com.
Hey, this is your host, Comedian RJ, for 2012 MMA Awards. You don't want to miss this award show. Go and get your tickets right now. Sunday, November 4th, 2012, at the Miramar Cultural Arts Center. You don't want to miss it.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
And there he is, the president of the UFC, Dana White, and Chuck Liddell giving the plug to The Roman Show. But with that said, guys, thank you so very much for listening in. Again, we had some great interviews with Trina Michaels. And also, Tokyo Monster Kahega is here on the show, and we got lots to talk about here in the program as we move forward. I'm just waiting just a few minutes until we have Felix on the line, who's going to give us a couple of jokes here in this program. And as we move forward, there's a story right now that Playboy ranks University of Virginia as the number one party school, but officials at the school weren't too happy about it. In fact, it says that the University of Virginia, a spokeswoman says, we demand a recount. And this is a quote, it's far more important for the university to be known for our academic achievements in teaching and research. So Playboy ranked the Charlottesville, Virginia University, founded by Thomas Jefferson in 1819, as a top party school, beating 100 colleges nationwide. Again, this according to Playboy's 2012 top party schools list. Now, and then it goes on here on the Playboy website. It says, raise a glass to UVA, whose students know a thing or two about raising glasses and everything important to list. Great stuff. All right, in Florida, the University of Florida came in third place as a top party school, according to Playboy. There's another story here, and it's kind of... it's just the same thing here. It's just so very odd. It's about this old couple, right, an old couple that was caught, mind you, that was caught growing marijuana. It's ridiculous. This very old couple, it says here, this is just one of the news here, a man, 87, flees care home in a wheelchair because, and there's another one here, another story coming out of the wire, a man, 87, flees care home in a wheelchair because it was full of old people. That is one of the stories coming out of the line here on the service. Also, we read this story last week on the 70-year-old Oregon farmer eaten by his own hogs. Boy, that's just something upsetting there on that end. But we're going to go ahead right now and welcome in the moment most of you guys have been waiting for is none other than Laughing with Felix here on The Roman Show. Felix, how are you, my man?
How are you, Rodolfo Roman?
All right, Felix. I can't complain. What do you got for us this week, man?
I'm
lots of news happening.
I'm going to keep this short and simple, just like my sex life. Hulk Hogan was in the news. Hulk Hogan was in the news for having a sex tape. Age 59, and Hogan still having sex tapes with a pretty hot chick, huh? Even though she quoted, and I quote, "He's very corny, yet he's a hot commodity. Look, no homo, but I wouldn't mind doing a sex tape with Hogan. Of course, it's not going to be that corny. It's going to have aliens, spaceships, and even 3D effects. Look, sweetie, corny or not, you still got the big boot, and you got pinned." Speaking of wrestlers and fat boobs, Batista debuted his first round victory against former brawler turned Michelin tire man, fat man, Vince Luzzero. Batista took on the fight with a lot of pride. Come on, Batista, really? You fought a bag of potatoes and you take a lot of pride for that? Call me when you fight somebody like Brock Lesnar or even Kimbo. Randomly, I was up the other day Googling the McDonald's Monopoly game, and I read that in California, certain McDonald's items gives you cancer. Yes, they still serve people, and they're still open. But if you go to one of these Juanito or Juanita restaurants and a roach comes out and says hi, boom, automatic shutdown to that restaurant. I don't get it. Look, I'd rather deal with a roach than to deal with cancer at any time.
Felix.
Yeah.
Nuggets are $6 for $1 today. Are you in?
Yeah, put me down for 10.
I got you.
Anyways, speaking of cancer, McDonald's gives you cancer, and I'm not going to go to McDonald's anymore. And the whole Monopoly game of Monopoly, they should change the Monopoly game and actually go with the game of life, because that's what you're dealing with McDonald's every time you bite into one of their burgers. Speaking of people and McDonald's, Kim Kardashian is saying that she's gaining weight because she's happy. Wow, so that must make me super duper ecstatic at the reason that I'm 5'5 and I'm 300 pounds. So I'm super duper happy. Kim Kardashian? No, the reason you're gaining weight is because Kanye West has you popping 40s and eating fried chicken. I tried the diet, but diets don't work for me. I broke down the word diet and I found out that it's the word die followed by a cross. So that's it for me, guys. I hope you enjoy laughing with Felix, and I give it back to Rodolfo Roman.
Thanks, Felix, man. I got to give it to you with that joke you said on Dave Batista and beating up a bag of potato chips. Come on, man, Dave Batista. Stick to what you're doing. You were a great professional wrestler, and you seem so tired in there, you know? I don't care how much training you had, but you seem very tired. And the only reason, from looking at that tape, the only reason you won is because the other guy got tired. Well, and on the cancer on McDonald's, good thing I've been staying away from that, but enjoy the chicken nugget there, Felix. Thanks, man. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. to listen to Laughing with Felix again. Thanks, man. Good night.
All right, man.
Moving forward now here on the program, on the Roman Show, as we had stated earlier today, that this British police say an elderly couple unwittingly grew a monstrous cannabis plant in the yard after buying what they thought was an innocuous green bush at a flea market. Now, police, a commuter town about 55 miles from central London, posted a picture of a luxuriant cannabis plant growing as tall as the fence in what appeared to be someone's backyard. In a message posted on Twitter Friday, the force said the plant had been seized today. The elderly couple bought shrub at a car boot sale, tended carefully, biggest cannabis plant we had seen. They didn't say they had an issue there, glaucoma, so they were caught there selling that marijuana. Now, a South Florida man collapsed and died Friday night after winning a snake in a roach eating contest. Can you believe this? Would you eat a snake in a roach? 32-year-old Edward Archbold had signed up to eat a variety of insects and worms at Ben Siegel Reptile Store in Deerfield Beach. My God, I should have been there. where staff promised a female ivory ball python to the Eat Bugs for Balls winner. But after taking the contest by eating dozens of worms and roaches, Archibald fell ill and threw up before collapsing in front of the store. None of the other contestants became sick, according to investigators and autopsy reports, to determine Archibald's cause of death are pending. Wow. And you can find most of these news on the HuffingtonPost.com. And I just look up there, HuffPost Weird News, in which I have appeared a couple of times on the HuffPost Live. So make sure you check that out when you have an opportunity. And another story coming right out of the wires, also in Florida. It seems that Florida always has to have some very unique stories. Authorities in Florida say a man flashed a fake gun and badge and demanded free fast food at a McDonald's drive-thru. Pinellas County Sheriff's Deputy say Joseph Pineda told employees Friday that he deserved free food. I just come from a sting and didn't have his wallet. Workers called the police. Pineda initially ignored comments to show his hands, but eventually surrendered at gunpoint. 33-year-old man was charged with impersonating a police officer and improper exhibition of a firearm. That is so much what's going on so much in the world here, in the weird world that we live in. With Halloween coming up, make sure you visit that HuffPost Weird News because they have a list of, well, 13 top weird Halloween costumes. So you can check that out. And lastly, I'm going to read this last story here for you before we move forward. When a natural history museum throws a party, it says here in Philadelphia, it figures that some unusual food might end up on the menu. Now, interested on crickets, worms, and farm-raised python? Well, the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia has an event for you. It's hosting, get this, an adults-only cocktail on October 27th. And, not only that, on the 27th, called Cuisine from the Collections. While many of the living plants and animals represented in the museum's 18 million research specimens already are food for other species, most aren't your typical kitchen staples. So if you like worms and snakes, head on over to Philadelphia. You'll be able to eat some of that stuff. And right now we're taking a look at Monday Night Raw, both of the real, speaking to his ring announcer, as we're going to move forward here and awaiting the matchup between Vince McMahon and CM Punk. One for the ages. You know, one for the ages there, because I would have never expected that they do this, but I guess they are. But speaking of CM Punk, in Chicago, there's a pizza shop that is selling the Anaconda Vice and Go to Sleep Special. That's right. In a press release released earlier today, it says the specials are held to help celebrate CM Punk's birthday on October 26th. The vegan Anaconda Vice and not all vegan Go to Sleep Specials are back. Now, the Anaconda Vice pizza features a base of slow-cooked black beans topped with Upton Chorizo Satin vegan bacon bits, dairy-free fried cheese, chopped tomatoes, green onion, cilantro, and parsley. And then they got the Go to Sleep Special as well, which you could purchase. Hey, speaking of paying tribute, well, one person is paying tribute to herself, and that is Tamara Sinch, better known as Sunny. She wants to write an autobiography about her life. In fact, she tweeted, "Who wants first dibs to publish it?" So she's looking out there for a publisher as far as who could publish her book on her life. Would you be interested in reading about it? Shelton Benjamin trashing the Barbarian. Current Ring of Honor star Shelton Benjamin told AlwaysAList.com that wrestling legend The Barbarian is falsely promoting a wrestling tour of Nigeria this upcoming December. Barbarian's flyers advertising Benjamin, MVP, Carlito, John Morrison, Bobby Lashley, Finley, and Matt Hardy are all appearing. Benjamin says that none of those guys are involved, and The Barbarian stiffed him in 2011 with a paycheck. And lastly, to finish off with the pro wrestling news, PWInsider.com is reporting that Jim Cornette is no longer the primary creative force in Ring of Honor. He has been replaced by Hunter Johnston, a.k.a. Delirious, who had been previously working with Cornette on the creative team. Now, Cornette will still be working with ROH behind the scenes. And there you go. All right, guys, make sure you listen to The Roman Show this Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. And that Devin Cole will be participating in the main event of the World Series of Fighting. Also, we're going to have Oscar Delgado, who had a phenomenal fight this past Saturday at CFA 08. And if you haven't seen some of these clips, head on over to CFAfights.com. You can see some of the pictures there of some of the action. Alistair Overeem was in the house. Hector Lombard was in the house. Melvin Gillard, Anthony Johnson. I mean, the night was just phenomenal. And you guys can go ahead and take advantage of that great stuff that took place that Saturday night at the Hard Rock Live. And I must say, man, I can't wait for the next one. I cannot wait for the next one at the Hard Rock Live. If you haven't been to the Hard Rock, I advise you then when the next CFA comes along, go, because you're going to love it. Well, that's pretty much what we have for tonight. If you missed the interview with Trina Michaels and Tejas, please listen to it on our archive and on the RodolphoRoman.com website. And by the way, those guys that tweeted to me and posted pictures, thanks so very much. I really appreciate it. Those who took pictures of the banner at the Hard Rock and posted it on my Facebook wallpaper, thanks so very much. I really appreciate it. Make sure you also follow us on our fan page, the Roman Show fan page, and do the same thing as well there and share it with the world. We really appreciate it. Guys, please, when you get a chance, vote for us on the MMA Awards. Head on over to FloridaMMAAwards.com. Head on over there, type in your email, and vote for us. We really, really, really appreciate it. We want to take this thing home. Thanks so very much. We will see you, or hear you, or we'll hear from you guys, and you can hear from us this Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at RomanDH, and visit our website, RodolphoRoman.com. If you have any suggestions, or would like to sponsor the show, head on over to our website, and there's a link there that says sponsorship, or you can just simply email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com. That's RomanDH@Yahoo.com. All right, guys, thanks so very much. We really appreciate your listening tonight on the program. And one final note, please, 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 vote in for the Roman Show Awards this year. We're going to go ahead and put up a link at the website in just a few minutes, and you can listen, you can see it right there, and you can vote. Please vote. We need your votes. We will be announcing the winners very soon. With that being said, good night, and enjoy the rest of Monday Night Raw. We'll catch you Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Good night.